Hey everyone, welcome to the show. This is Planting Wildflowers and I'm your host, Rebecca. I recently had someone who is a person who I very much look up to, someone whose opinion I value very highly, say to me, "Your podcast is great, but we barely know anything about you." So I've been kind of sitting on that a little bit because it's interesting when you jump into something like this. Podcasting is specifically what I'm referring to. You don't give, or at least I haven't given, a lot of consideration about how I would drizzle information about me into the conversation. I have been really curious with each of our guests and have really enjoyed the process of getting to know them. Some of them I do know very well, but it was great peeling back some of the layers on topics that, you know, just aren't commonplace that we, you know, we would typically discuss. So it's been such a joy for me getting to know other people. But I understand that at the same time, that's a really specific kind of show. It is one that is always shining light on the other person. And as someone who is, you know, sort of known to be great in front of an audience, someone who enjoys speaking in front of other people, that comment by my friend, well, it really stuck with me. It's been a couple of weeks that I've been sitting on it, to be honest with you, thinking about what would I even talk about? What, you know, what would I bring up? So here's the thing. Instead of, you know, formulating a formal conversation, I just thought, why not just spend some time with the audience who I got to tell you guys, I appreciate you so much because it's been equally joyful for me getting to know many of you. Your feedback has been so much appreciated. For those of you who are leaving me comments, who are sharing the podcast show with other people, and specifically those of you who are leaving reviews on iTunes, you got to know that is like podcast gold. And I really genuinely want to thank you for that. But in terms of getting to know me, have I told you some of the things about myself already? I feel like I have. But let me just go back a little bit. Podcasting is the newest gig for me, soon to be replaced by my role as a primordial sound meditation facilitator. That's something that I'm really looking forward to bringing to all of you this fall, probably looking deeper into the fall, think November timelines. But you guys, you know, I'm someone who, since I discovered the world of holistic health, have always been on a mission to learn more. And I find the more I learn, the more I want to learn. And I find it really fascinating that most of the things that I've been diving into actually dovetail beautifully with one another. It's like one topic, like my essential oils. For the past 8 years, I've been an essential oils educator. And that is my, I would consider that my main gig. But it has led me in the direction of so many other things. And that's where meditation came from. I really pride myself on being someone who can offer ease and simplicity, you know, to everyone that I come across. My goal is to share my wisdom with you. I feel as though over the past 8 years, I've gleaned a lot of incredible information. Not just book smarts either. As I learn things, I make it a point to apply them immediately. Even if that means looking a little bit silly in the beginning, I'm really the kind of person that is, in fact, okay with that, because every experience, in my opinion, is a learning experience. So alongside all of the research and the courses and the time spent in educating myself, I have simultaneously put myself in a position where I'm immediately teaching it. And I don't know where I get that courage from. It's not present in all aspects of my life, but it certainly is when it comes to offering, like I said, simplicity and ease for other people. I want, when you leave my presence, I want for you to feel as though you've been nurtured, that you have tapped into this wisdom that has just revealed to you new tools that are really easy for you to use. You can integrate anytime. Many of them come at low or no cost. And those that do cost, I want to make sure you really understand what you're getting yourself into, like the oils, for example. So I guess, yeah, that's a bit about me. I should also let you know that I spent 2 years in deep education and research with Ayurveda. And if you're not familiar with that lifestyle system, basically what I want to suggest is Ayurveda is the science of life, which I know sounds like a very general term, but think of it this way. All of the medical systems or systems that are in place today from a holistic perspective originate in this Ayurvedic wisdom. So we are talking tens of thousands of years old, tried and true, can be applied to all aspects of life, whether it, you know, it's health in terms of your physical, mental, emotional well-being. It's really a fascinating area of research to get into. So if you've never spent any time, maybe Ayurveda or Ayurvedic are words that you're hearing for the first time, maybe make it a point to Google it. Go on and Google it, and tons of information is going to come up for you. I bet you the very first thing you're going to come across is an Ayurvedic quiz, which always, those, some of them are great, some of them not so much. If you're ever curious about, you know, information on yourself specifically, get in touch with me. I'd be happy to help you out. Some of those quizzes, like I said, are phenomenal, and some of them not so much. They'll just leave you with more questions than answers. But basically, the quiz boils down for you which of the three doshas you are, and those are the we actually represent each of us as humans have all three doshas that make up our being, this human being that we are. But each of the doshas are represented by specific qualities. Myself, for example, I'm what is called, I'm dominant in kapha dosha. So the three doshas are kapha, pitta, and vata. And I'm very dominant in kapha, which has earth and water as its main elements, and really lends itself to the kind of feeling I want for you when you leave my presence. I am a very nurturing person by my very nature. So there's a lot that can be revealed, and I literally have just skimmed the very tippy top of the surface on that. But if you're ever curious, do reach out, because I offer opportunities for you to get a little bit closer to what Ayurveda is and how it applies to you. It is literally for every person. So if you know, have already dismissed the concept, I'm going to invite you to come back to it, because it is something that really can and does have a profound effect on your life when you decide that you're going to give it a second look. Okay, moving on from there. We've covered off the fact that I'm Ayurvedically trained. I've been an essential oils educator for 8 years, which blows my mind right there. I can't believe I've been doing this for 8 years. I was introduced to doTERRA by a very, very good friend. And she was that person for me that just always did the research. You guys met her a few episodes ago. Ange Peters is her name. She was my stroller boot camp teacher. So back when I had my daughter, we're talking 9 years ago now, that I would have joined this stroller boot camp, I met her and immediately we connected with one another on health related topics. And I know 100% she is the person that led me in the direction that I find myself in today, in terms of the way I eat, just basically the way I live my life. So when she started talking about essential oils and specifically doTERRA, it was easy for me to lean in and listen because I already had a level of trust with her. That doesn't happen for everyone. If you're not already someone who uses essential oils, I get it. It can seem like a strange concept because it seems like everybody and their dog are talking oils these days, and you're not really sure who's giving you the real deal. You'll find the right person. That I can assure you, because There are some of us individuals out there that have made it our life's commitment to constantly learning more and finding ways that we can create ease and simplicity in your life. So connect yourself to someone like that, and the essential oils experience becomes something that is, you know, really easy to gravitate to and has an exponentially healthy impact, positive impact on your entire life and that of your family. So again, just like the Ayurveda, if you've dismissed the idea of essential oils, I'm going to invite you back. Take another look, ask somebody else questions about the oils and find out for yourself where it can help. Unless you're someone, of course, who sleeps well every night, never has digestive issues, doesn't get stressed, has everything basically in their life figured out, then you might not need an oils educator. But if any of those things would resonate with you, I'd highly encourage you to reach out. We're in a big transition season. I'm sure you guys are feeling this also. And I was thinking yesterday was Labor Day here in Ontario. And if you're from Canada, you know that today is the first day back to school. I know for a lot of you in the US, your kids have been back for a while now. I hope that transition for you has been super smooth and the kids are really loving their experience. For us, today is day one, and the past couple days have been really interesting, different for me pretty much in every way. Labor Day is always one of those days around our house where we're just kind of in prep mode. Nothing real pressing going on, just making sure the lunch bags are ready and water bottles and all of that good stuff, right? As I'm sure you guys are too. I loved the fact that my daughter, who's going into grade 5, was super excited about laying out her clothes for the day. It reminded me of me at that age being really just excited to get back and see all of her friends and connect with a teacher, all that good stuff. But Labor Day was different in the sense that it also carried with it this year for me some new emotions, some, I guess, confusion or a lack of clarity. That's what it is. It was a lack of clarity about what the year is going to look like. And I'm not someone who operates well in that space. I don't know that I know anyone who really does. I have a few really great free-flowing friends, but I think with the level of clarity lately or lack thereof, it's been hard to, you know, wrap our heads around what could potentially be around the corner from us. And you can ask people, I am not a pessimistic person. I like to refer to myself as a realistic person. And as such, I know that based on what we've experienced over the past year and a bit, we really do have to be ready for anything and everything. So that in of itself is it's a brand new thing. You know, it's kind of crazy. I miss the days, if you're anywhere around the same age as me, this will resonate for you, but I miss the days of Labor Day weekend being about the Jerry Lewis telethon on TV. And for my sister and I, Labor Day Monday was actually the day when we got to deliver, you're going to laugh, the Sears Christmas catalog. And I can remember my sister and I pulling this wagon along, dropping off the big bulky Christmas catalog. And some people were so excited about it. And other people actually used to yell at us. If you can imagine yelling at two little girls who are making like next to nothing to lug around this big wagon of Christmas catalogs on a hot day, which is the last day before school, people would yell at us. But that's a memory that I will certainly carry with me for always. And I reflect back on that. It makes me smile now. But that predictability of the fall season has sort of evaporated a little bit, which it does have its positive side. I mean, I could certainly stand to become someone who was a little less rigid in my expectations. So I suppose it is softening me in that way. I don't know. I'd love to hear back from you guys on something like that. Where do you sit with all of this? How does it feel for you sending your kid back to school, if that's part of your life right now? Or how are you feeling in general, maybe about returning to the workspace? I've heard from many of my friends that have gone from working at home and online for well over a year to returning back to the office. And I know that carries a lot of different feelings. Some have expressed anxiety. Some have actually expressed being super excited about that idea again. You know, it's like a sense of normalcy for them. So, you know, I'd love to know where you sit on the spectrum with regards to that. When it came to the first day of school today, this is the first year I didn't cry. I always get a little weepy when we drop our daughter off because I just genuinely have so much fun with her over the summer months that it makes me sad that it has come to an end. But I know for her, being as excited as she was, this was a really good thing. And my experience kind of looked like this. We received an email from her homeroom teacher this year, which I guess is her teacher for everything. And it kind of sounded like we weren't supposed to be on the school premises at all. But when we arrived this morning for the drop-off, that wasn't the case. Parents were everywhere, and they did keep the children from sort of mingling all over the place by letting them know ahead of time where specifically they were meant to congregate. So I kind of liked that organizational piece of things. It does make me sad to see, you know, kids outside wearing masks. I miss their smiles. And, you know, first day of school pictures are a little different this year, but we'll certainly look back and remember this period of time. And I know as we migrate through this more challenging time in our lives, you know, the masks will sort of be like this souvenir reminder, so to speak, of what it was like when we were moving through this phase of life. First day of school is, I noticed for kids is very hopeful. And me as a parent as well, I also carry that hope with me. I wonder if you guys have been dialing yourselves into some of those areas that are in fact more hopeful than what you might be experiencing on mainstream media. Because I hope by now you've let go of watching a lot of that mainstream media, because it really, the level of trust with the information that we're getting it's certainly questionable. Or if you're a very discerning person, maybe you take that information in and you analyze it and dissect it and compare it with other resources. That's something that I really do highly recommend. There are some great other resources out there that you can do some comparative research if you have the ability and the interest in doing so. There's a platform called Rumble. Do you know about Rumble? It is a platform where you can find information on today's relevant topics. You know the one. And it is uncensored, and it is some really enlightening pieces of information. How about I leave it there? Because I know we all have different perspectives right now, and I certainly value the perspectives of each and every one of the people that I meet. Even the really passionate, bold people, I know that level of emotion is coming from a place of care and concern for all of us. It might not be presented in a way that is necessarily healthy, but I think we all come at this from a very different lens and a very different angle. So I try to love on people regardless of where they're, you know, the place that they're voicing their opinions from. But if you're looking for some hope and you're looking to be a very discerning consumer of information, I would highly recommend that you continue with the news sources that you love and appreciate. I know that there's a connection sometimes, even with the personalities on these shows. So I'm not suggesting that you deviate away from something that you really like, but I'm suggesting that you take a look at some of the alternative sources. I'll leave you with Rumble as a great platform to check out and just watch some of the videos that are available. I think you'll find it, like I said, very enlightening, very empowering, you know, to hear just a little bit different perspective, sometimes a very radically different perspective, but it's good for us to take in different perspectives. It offers hope. It offers us empowerment. It offers us encouragement to know that there are different opinions out there, and our goal should all be as a community to find the middle ground, right? Speaking of hope, I could not not mention this extraordinary Facebook group. Specifically, if you're in Ontario, you're going to love this. But if you're listening from outside of Ontario, maybe me sharing this group with you will just simply inspire you to look for a group that is similar or inspire you to create your own. But in Ontario, the Facebook group is called Ontario Businesses Against the V Card. And basically what this is not guys, I'm going to emphasize this because this is not about anti anything except for what it is people stepping forward and saying, I believe, it doesn't matter if I believe this and you believe this. What I do believe in is that we need to honor all perspectives. So as a business owner in Ontario, I am committed to remaining open for all peoples, whether they choose to or not to do the thing that is very, very much a hot topic these days. They're going to be welcomed at my business. So this Facebook group, I think I joined, I don't know, I feel like it's like 10 to 14 days ago. But in that time, it went from brand spanking new to well over 100,000 people in a very short amount of time. And when something accelerates like that, it is very exciting to watch. So knowing that businesses like restaurants and businesses like gyms and people who operate their own independent businesses, whether it's a brick and mortar style business or a virtual business, all of these people are stepping forward and saying, it doesn't matter if you have or have not had the jab. What we believe and what we honor is that that is your business. And we will always be accepting of you, regardless of your choice, at our business. So for me, I just got the spine tingles just now even saying it. I share this with you on this show because some of you are really looking for hope. So mentioning that mainstream versus alternative information outlet, I hope that offers you a little bit of new inspiration. And I hope that you will, in fact, check out this Facebook group. Again, it's called Ontario Businesses Against the V Card. And there's also a Telegram account, because if you're familiar with the way Facebook operates, sometimes Facebook is highly censored and this group is definitely on their radar. So it is highly possible that this group doesn't continue to exist, not because it isn't fantastic, but because the powers that be have the power to remove something like that. So there is a backup group on Telegram. If you're looking for some hope and you're curious about what businesses honor all peoples, then you're definitely going to want to check this out. Along that same line, I thought I would offer just a few resources that have been very meaningful to me. And I know I started this show with talking about the fact that I haven't really shared a whole lot about myself, or I didn't realize that until it was pointed out to me, but now I know. And I thought, I don't really want to talk about myself the entire time, but maybe sharing a few resources and a few things with you will reveal a little bit more about me. And I hope it highlights for you my commitment to sharing what I know, what I love, and what I appreciate. Whenever I have been referred to a resource that has had an impact on me, I really feel like it is my responsibility, and it's also joyful for me to pass it on to you. So one of those things is a group called the Freedom Org. You guys would have met them in a previous podcast, and if you haven't listened to it, I'm going to encourage you to do that. It is episode number 33. Four incredible women from across Canada who have bonded in an extraordinary way to form this group called the Freedom Organization. And they pride themselves on being, they're not anti anything. They are pro unity. And this is why I really gravitate to this group, because I am not a person who does well in an angry space. It just doesn't work for me. I stop hearing things. Instead, much like the nurturing qualities that I have and like to extend to other people, this group, the Freedom Organization, offers that to me. So they are really great at bringing together guest speakers. They're really great at offering you a unique opportunity to take polls through their freedomorganization.ca. That's their website, www.thefreedomorganization.ca. Oh, I hope I said that right. Freedom Organization or Freedom Org. It's in the show notes from their episode, guys. So do check that out. But they offer these incredible polls that give us some real data to work with. Because if you're like me and you question some of the validity of the data that shows up in our mainstream outlets, I think you'll love being part of these polls that really reflect the true nature of what we're feeling as Canadians right now. So take that resource for what it's worth. For me, it has been worth its weight in gold. I have loved learning about each of the individuals who represent the organization, and I really love what they bring to the table. And again, all about empowerment, all about giving you the opportunity to be your own discerning individual in this space that we find ourselves in. There's a few other great resources that I could recommend to you. I'm going to invite you to reach out to me if you're curious about podcasts that might resonate with you. I'd love to know a little bit more about you so that I could make those recommendations specific to where you're at right now. I'm a huge fan of Zach Bush, Dr. Zach Bush. If you guys know me at all, you know that I love catching his webinars. He hosts webinars independently, and he is also someone who appears on other people's podcasts very regularly. So if you Google search Dr. Zach Bush, you will find all kinds of podcasts. My personal favorites are the one he's done a couple with Rich Roll. The Rich Roll podcast is a fantastic podcast. And I just love the conversation between these two because you walk away learning about food and how the body works and you feel enlightened, you feel empowered, you know, and that's, for me, that's a really important space to operate in. In terms of books right now, I am notorious for getting too many books going all at the same time. But one that I cracked open, started reading, is called Radical Self-Awakening by Dr. Shefali. And I would highly recommend this to anyone. Her story, her perspective, very, very healthy about how we can all create shifts in our own lives. And you may not find yourself in the same position as Dr. Shefali, share the same background story. I really believe that that is okay. You do not need to have a similar story to gain some inspiration from this book. So I'll put that out there to you as well as one of the resources on today's show that can encourage a little bit of inspiration. And like I said, create that empowerment, that sense of empowerment. Local love. I want to send out a little local love to a couple ladies I think are doing amazing things. One is Jessica Kuiken. Her last name is spelled K-U-I-K-E-N. Jessica Kuiken. I think she is an absolute powerhouse who has courage galore in terms of sharing on her social media. She is very articulate. She is very passionate. She is embarking on a new journey, and I would love for you to check her out. So I'll add a little information about her, and I'm excited to bring her to the show in the near future. I've got some great shows lined up for you guys. I think you're really going to love the fall season. I have such a great job here at Planting Wildflowers. The fact that I get to spend time in conversation with cool people is a blessing extraordinaire. The other person that I want to call attention to is my friend, Sarah Lynch. Sarah is one of those women in life. You guys would have met her back on a podcast. I'm going to forget the number. I'll have to put it in the show notes here, but we had such a good conversation on hormone health. And if you have never paused to think about how your hormones impact your overall health, but specifically your productivity in life, I cannot tell you how much this woman brings to the table in terms of value. You guys, she has a program coming up. She's been running a women's circle just this past month. It's going to be coming to a close shortly. I'm hopeful that she'll run that again, but I don't know that for sure. But you want to check her out. I'll put some information about her in the show notes so that you can find her and follow her and learn and discover what she's all about. I feel like in terms of resources, she's someone you need in your life. You got to have Sarah in your back pocket so that when things are, maybe they're just not jiving for you, she can give you some perspective on what could potentially be the cause of that. Hormones play just an enormous role in how we function in our day-to-day living, and we never pay it any attention. We're very hard on ourselves. And I think a lot of times, if we could learn to appreciate our hormone cycles, we would learn to better appreciate, you know, our capabilities in each of those cycles. So she's someone I highly recommend. That's a lot of information. I am not wanting to inundate you with all kinds of things, but I hope you've enjoyed today's conversation. This is just a wild week, you know, back to school. I am the luckiest person ever because tomorrow I get to connect with some of my friends and doTERRA teammates. We're meeting up for our annual convention, and it typically happens in Salt Lake City, where 30 to 40,000 like-minded people come together in that city, that beautiful city. Gosh, I've been missing Salt Lake City. It is the coolest place. We typically meet there, but obviously with restrictions being what they are around the world, that is not a feasible thing. So we're getting together in very small pods to watch it virtually. Here's what that means for you. You can expect that all of us who are wildly excited about the research and the new products, we are going to be sharing our guts out over the next little while, because what we know, what we've been told, is that this is a phenomenal year. The very best year, in fact, for new releases. I'm told that the research and the clinical studies and all of the things are literally going to blow our minds. So we pass that passion on to you. The fall season with doTERRA is always our very favorite season, because there's a funny thing about us as humans. As when the summer comes to an end and we move into September, it's almost like September is the new January. And once we get settled into this month, we really start paying attention to our health again. We get better at quality sleep. We get better at some of our, some elements of our diet. We get better at movement. And for me, I find that very exciting because we need that reset. And this is a perfect time of year to do that and to dial in the best version of ourselves. So if you are someone who could stand a little bit of improvement in any one of those areas, I would invite you to connect with someone who is fully immersed in doTERRA, someone who is willing to take in all of that convention information and pass it on to you. If you are not already following me, I'll invite you to do that. Even if you've got your source already, you're always welcome to follow along with me. My Facebook group is Leo Tree Wellness. I have a group and a page. You can choose whatever one you like. It's the same information shared in both. You can also find me on Instagram at Leo Tree Wellness, on Telegram at Leo Tree. Where else? I think that might be it, guys. You already know me from the show. You can subscribe to a newsletter. I like to do a little bit of monthly love just to kind of connect the dots for everyone. Beyond that, yeah, that's really what I've got for you. But listen, this has been fun today. I want to thank you for listening to the end, for, you know, letting me go on a little bit about myself, sharing some resources with you, and just generally for sharing some time as we enter what I consider to be a very exciting time of year. Please do use this time to take some steps towards bettering yourself. You're already awesome. This we know. or at least I hope you know, but if you can take one or two small steps towards improving your overall wellness, I want to invite you to do that. If you need some help with that, obviously reach out. I'm here to support you from an Ayurvedic lens, but I have a feeling you might have some resources of your very own. So connect with them now, find out what they've got going on for the fall season. And you'll thank yourself for that. I know that's for sure. So listen, guys, until our next show, take good care of yourselves. Pass the show on to a friend that you think may enjoy it. Certainly follow along with me on the social media platforms that I mentioned to you earlier at Leo Tree Wellness. And I can't wait to connect with you guys again. Have a great day. Talk soon. Mm-hmm.